Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:43 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 29th. Today was really dominated by two news bites. The first is that the ECB's loan program, they lent more than was initially expected. So that proved an initial boost to stock markets. Later in the day, Ben Bernanke gave a comparatively positive outlook for the US economy and averred that the need for quantitative easing, an additional round of quantitative easing, wasn't quite as pressing as many had anticipated. That had a particularly profound effect on the precious metal markets. If you take a step back and just review what happened today, in Asia the majority of markets were in positive territory, some by a considerable margin. The ASEAN markets in particular are returning to positions of relative strength. The Thai market is notable because it is one of a small number that have actually pushed on to new high ground following the pullback in August and September. The majority of those Asian markets have done really quite well indeed. The Chinese market was a little bit easier. The Indian market looks like it's going to unwind the short-term overbought condition that's developed over the last couple of months. Asia is a pretty good example of what we've been seeing in stock markets, where markets had become overextended have been consolidating over the last couple of weeks, and some that are still quite overextended are looking increasingly likely that they are going to pull back and consolidate here. The majority of markets in Europe were pretty unchanged. The FTSE was down by about just less than 1%. That was probably the worst performer regionally. As we approach the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is down about 0.33%. The NASDAQ is down about 0.7%. The TSX down relatively similar percentage. In the commodity complex, gold is currently down 87 on the day. It was down almost $100 just a couple of minutes ago. It is pairing its decline, but it's encountered resistance in the region of the, I think, reconfirmed resistance in the region of the $1,800 area. And today's downward dynamic is the largest that we've seen in just over 2 months. It, at a minimum, checks the advance in the short term. Additional follow-through tomorrow would really suggest that a retest of the lows that were posted late last year is a realistic prospect. So it really does need to find support here in the region of $1,700. And a failure to do so would really open the door to an additional decline in here. And silver is a very similar story. It was as high today as 37.59, following a very impressive performance yesterday. It gave up the entire advance today and formed a rather large key day reversal. It's down $2.64. It's closing out the day in the region of 34.56. Both platinum and palladium were also down today, but not by the same percentage as either silver or gold. The rest of the commodity complex was also reasonably weak in here, not in the same kind of dynamic fashion as the precious metals. Silver was down by about 5 cents. That paired its decline intraday. It closed out the day in the region of $3.87. In the sovereign bond markets, U.S. treasuries were weaker by 23 ticks. You've had a contract change, so there's a little gap in the chart pattern, but it had rallied right up to the upper side of its range, and it now looks like it's going to push back down to the other side of this very tight range that it's been in for the last 4 or 5 months. Eurobonds were also paired their decline in here today. They have been among the strongest. They've been pressing their peaks, and today's strength, or the fact that it has paired its decline intraday, does suggest that the likelihood is that it's going to be able to push on to at least an incremental new high. The Swiss 10-year is also pretty similar in that regard. In the currency markets, there's been quite a bit of action. The US dollar has been quite a bit firmer today against the euro, more than a cent, and also strong against the Japanese yen. It was stronger by 84 ticks. But it hasn't been nearly as strong against other currencies, particularly against some of those Asian currencies. We saw a number of them today pushing on to new recovery highs. The Asian dollar index continues to consolidate in the region of the 200, above the 200-day moving average. It initially pushed on to retest its recovery highs in here today, but it paired its advance intraday. The dollar was only mildly stronger against the Australian dollar, which has been consolidating here in the region of 107, between 107 and 108. It continues to look like it's going to move higher in here. And the South African rand was also quite a bit stronger in here today. So whereas one could look at the euro and the yen and say that the dollar has really strengthened in here, that's relative strength, but when compared toward to some of the Asian currencies or the commodity producing currencies, then one would have to take a more nuanced view. The Canadian dollar, for example, was stronger against the American dollar today by 58 ticks and has pushed back below the 99 cent level. So the US dollar is looking good by comparison with two really quite weak currencies. The fact that the ECB is pushing along with an impressive round of quantitative easing here isn't particularly good news for the euro, and it weakened against just about everything in here. The fact that the Bank of Japan has adopted an inflation target and is actively printing yen does suggest that the yen is going to weaken against a whole host of currencies in here as well. It is interesting that you had a very large pullback in the precious metals, particularly relative to the decline that we saw in stock markets. That would suggest that we're getting some speculative money coming out here, or that there was certainly some stops. There was targets in the region of $1,800, and as the market pulled back, it hit a number of stops. $1,700 also represented an area where there were some stops, because you had a sharp decline in the last half an hour, and it appears to be unwinding at least part of that latter decline in the just in the last hour. But gold really does need to find support in this region, and a countermanding upward dynamic is probably too much to ask at this stage. But it needs to find support. It needs to build in this current region, if the bullish hypothesis is going to be proved correct. And at present, the next area, if it fails to find support in the region of 1700, the next area of potential support is in the region of the 200-day moving average. That has been advancing. It's currently in the region of $1,649. So that's less than $50 from where gold is trading right now. So if it fails to find support in that region, then a retest of the $1,500 area certainly couldn't be ruled out. If it does get back down and test that $1,500 area, then that's going to be an inconsistency. It will represent a much lengthier period of consolidation than we've seen in the last couple of years. We know that gold has been capable of lengthy periods of consolidation in the past, but one would expect those periods of time to get shorter as the market continues to push higher. And gold is a bit of a crowded trade at present. There are a lot of people talking about $2,000 gold, and I saw one report today talking about $5,000 gold. And those are ambitious targets. So we need to see the chart evidence. We need to see the evidence in the price action. And right now, it is very much for the bulls to prove. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.